Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today, we have Monorail Molly.
Hello, everyone.
And River Guide Chris.
How's it going, folks?
Okay, let's just get into it. We got some Disney news that dropped that we all have some strong feelings about.
I'm very conflicted. Y'all know I am a Muppet lover first, and I have a lot of strong feelings.
Yes, for those who do not know, we have officially gotten word that Muppet Vision 3D, the whole Muppet Land, is going to be replaced by Monsters, Inc. Land, Monstropolis. They came up with a name, but it's not Monstropolis. It's Monstro something. I don't know. And then, just to, you know, be Disney, they're also going to be taking those Muppets and rebranding Rock and Roller Coaster to the Muppets.
Here are my thoughts.
So many feelings.
I have so many thoughts and feelings. Number one, I love the Muppets first. I also love the Rock and Roller Coaster. Out of everything that they could have put in Rock and Roller Coaster, Muppets was like last on my list.
That's how I feel. Like, I know why they did this. They did this because they knew taking Muppets Land was going to upset the Muppets folks.
Me.
However, I feel like moving them to Rock and Roller Coaster, everybody's like, what? Like, if you're going to get rid of them, just get rid of them. Why are we trying to save? I just don't understand it. Why?
So many thoughts, but I'm going to let Molly go first.
Yeah, here's the thing, is I'm going to be very optimistic because I am very curious to see what they will do with the Muppets and Rock and Roller Coaster. It could be cool. It could be cool. It could be very neat, but...
Or they could completely ruin one of the best coasters they have.
How about some backstage passes?
Just start talking, Chris, because I can't even.
Yeah.
Can't even.
From historical, you know, Disney historian purposes here, I'm devastated.
About what part?
All of it, but specifically from the historical perspective, Muppet Vision. Muppet Vision was one of, if not the very last thing that Jim Henson, the creator of the Muppets, worked on. It is also the very last place that Jim ever voiced Kermit. So, from that historical perspective alone, my heart breaks. I'm not the world's biggest Muppet fan. I love the Muppets, but, like, you know, I'm not going crazy for them. So from like I actually saw a really great video yesterday from an urban planning and like development design perspective, why Muppet Vision and Muppet Courtyard failed after all the remodels and basically everything that brought people to that back corner. Cause let's be real. It wasn't the Muppets. everything that brought people back to that corner, the theater that used to be back there, the fact that when you would leave that theater, you had three ways to go: Lights, Motor, Action, Streets of America, or Muppet Courtyard. As we started closing things off, and now there's only one way to get in there, one way to get out, a lot of people just stopped going back there because there was no draw. So Disney shot themselves in the foot. They killed the Muppets by doing that. Now, I'm sad to see it go. I understand why it's going. I still don't understand why we didn't use, I don't know, Backlot or Launch Bay. Exactly.
Like, Launch Bay was the perfect opportunity because then it leads right into Toy Story Land. And this is the thing. It wasn't a surprise that they were taking Muppets. Like, that was one of two options. We all knew this.
Right.
But then to take the Muppets and try and save them by putting them in Rock and Roller Coaster, it could use a retheme, but to the Muppets, No.
So, from the Rock and Roller Coaster perspective, I'm a huge Aerosmith fan. And in fact, Rock and Roller Coaster is what led me to being an Aerosmith fan. So, it breaks my heart to see Aerosmith go. Breaks my heart that I didn't have $500 for the cheapest seats available when they were in concert near me too, but that's a whole different. We all knew that Rock and Roller Coaster would one day get a retheme. Like eventually they were going to
Yes.
stop paying royalties to Aerosmith. And I Steven Tyler and Aerosmith's final, like, we're done, we can't do it anymore, I'm sure was the final nail in the coffin. But we also all know where I stand on a Rock and Roller Coaster re-theme, and it's not Muppets.
Correct. And that's, and we've talked about this multiple times.
Give me Powerline, damn it.
Put
Dang it.
us on that ride without the music, and what does it do to that ride? So you could do a Goofy movie because there are bops with that within that movie. However, what
Can you
songs
imagine
are the
Rocker?
Muppets? Are the Muppets going to be singing?
So one thing I did see was, and I can't remember the wording on it now, which is gonna drive me nuts. But basically, it insinuated Muppets along with other musical acts. So now that said, you do have Animal and what is it, Doctor? Oh gosh,
Dr. Teeth
Malt,
and the
Doctor
Dr.
Teeth
Teeth and the
in the
electric.
Electric Mayhem.
Yep.
I wanted to say Dr. Tooth, and I knew that wasn't right. So, I mean, they do have a band, they do have music. Like, it's not, but I did see something somewhere where insinuated other artists would also be involved,
Right. Well,
which leads to a whole nother level of questions.
I mean, the Muppets are no stranger to, duetting or sharing the stage with other acts. I mean, I again I'm a Muppet
Right.
lover first, and I do love the Muppet Show. I don't. Again, I want to be cautiously optimistic because, I think it's it. I, like Ryan, I think you're so right that it's got huge shoes to fill because it's replacing Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster. It's gonna be really tough to beat that. I think it's possible though.
I mean, I just keep imagining Rock and Roller Coaster with Rainbow Connection, and that's all I can wrap my head around. Like, it just.
I mean, it couldn't be worse than Lester's Possum Park.
Okay, Chris, I do want to touch on something that you said. So, Grand Avenue, which is Muppets Courtyard, Muppets 3,
Yes.
you said that it's basically a dead end now. Doesn't it connect to Galaxy Edge?
It does. Let me pull up the map to be sure, but
That's
I do
what
not believe it does
I have
anymore.
it pulled up, and it looks like there's an underground tunnel to get to it. I'm
Well, if
almost
there is,
positive.
that's not. Here, hold
Well, I
on.
shouldn't say underground tunnel, but they built a tunnel, I thought.
Let's pull one up and see.
Because the only other way to get to Galaxy's Edge then would be Toy Story Land.
I think there's only two entrances into Galaxy's Edge.
Right, which is Toy Story Land.
There's the one before Muppets.
Well, it kind of bypasses Muppets is what it does, but it still leads you right there.
Right, but again, it used to be that there was something that drew you down that direction. I'll just
Okay.
see if I can find this YouTube video. It was randomly popped up on my YouTube and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. But it used to be that, things actually pulled you down there. You had the Christmas tree store or the Christmas store. You have Mama Melrose, which a lot of
Isn't
people
it?
argue is the worst restaurant on Disney
I thought it
property.
was Pizza Rizzo.
And you have Pizza Rizzo. So that's the only things down there now. Muppet Vision 3D, Mama Melrose, and Pizza Rizzo are the only things that take you
Into Grand Avenue.
into Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
I love that. I clicked on Google Maps because I was like, I'm going to look at the Google Map version, and it took me to Epcot, not Hollywood Studios.
Of course it
Rude.
did.
There is some other Disney news as well, but when we're
Okay.
ready to move on.
Yeah, we're not quite there. So
Yeah.
going back to this Monsters, Inc. Land, Monstropolis, whatever they're calling it, there has been obviously artwork that has been displayed as well, and there is something that says Late Night Laughs. So everyone is now saying, yeah, they're going to be moving Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor to Hollywood Studios. But I'm wondering if it's going to be Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor or if they're doing like some kind of dining and comedic show.
Right. I would love to see them move Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. But let's talk about this is the company that's now going to have Indiana Jones spread across two different theme parks.
Right.
This is the company that had a Star Wars ride already and didn't bother to somehow incorporate that into the Galaxy's Edge land they built. Unfortunately, and I'm being negative and I apologize, but unfortunately, the House of Mouse has decided that, keeping IPs together and making things make sense doesn't matter anymore because it doesn't make Sense, CENTS.
Right. But what I'm
So,
wondering is if they are going to be moving Monsters and Glafor, let's just say play devil's advocate here. They're moving it to Hollywood Studios.
I would be thrilled.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Tomorrowland, right? The thing that is
You mean
yesterday
that
land.
thing that's needed to be remodeled for
The
ever and a day?
thing that is yesterday land. If you open up Monsters Inc. Glafor, that is also a test to where Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin is. They could put a pretty big ride in that area. So I'm wondering if this is a precursor to what's coming next, and hopefully eventually Tomorrowland becomes Tomorrowland again.
It, that would be fantastic, but
I'm
this
just,
is.
this is what my thought process was. If they're moving Monsters Inc. Glafor, if this is what this artwork is truly
Again,
showing us.
you know that I would. I love Monsters Inc. Glafor, so as long as they don't get rid of it, I really don't care, right? With that said, again, how long has Alien slash Stitch been sitting empty, not
I'm
having anything done with it?
correct. I understand. And that's just
So.
further proving my point that are we getting something for Tomorrowland? Not within
That's a fair
this
point.
current D23 that has been announced, but maybe in 2 years at D23, we get something that tells us, hey, we're finally doing Tomorrowland. We're going to put something in where Stitch's Great Escape is. We're getting rid of Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, and we're expanding on that area within Monsters Inc. Glafor.
Right.
We are getting rid of Tomorrowland Speedway, and we are finally putting in a Tesla ride or a Wreck-It Ralph Penelope
Oh,
Bonchui
Vanellope's, yeah.
ride. Like, who's to say this isn't going to be what we hear in 2 years?
I mean, that would be. I would love that.
That's all I got to say about it. Anything else on this? We've been ranting for about 12 minutes already.
Yeah, imagine that. Yes, that Grand Avenue that you were looking at, it did used to go to where Galaxy's Edge is, but it is
Yeah, I
now walled
think.
off and tree-lined behind it.
Are you sure? I'm pretty
I'm.
sure you can. I think that's a tunnel. You can get
Look,
through there.
looking at the map I'm looking at, there is no entrance because here, let me pull it up for you. Grand Avenue. If you
Yeah.
come right up here, you see that it's, and then it leads right into the back of Rise of the
No,
Resistance.
that's a tunnel. You can walk through that.
I don't think it is.
I'm positive. I'm positive you can walk through that.
Because here's entrance number one.
Correct. See how it's built over? That's how it is over here, too. It's built
Maybe.
over.
Mind you, I've only been to Galaxy's Edge at Disney World once, so I'll have to call Ben and be like, hey, Ben.
I'm looking at I pulled up a picture of the park map, and it looks like there is a connection between Grand Avenue and Galaxy's
What I
Edge.
thought too, but everything I don't know. Looking at the Google
You
map,
can
which obviously.
Google says you can enter through Toyster Land or Grand Avenue by Muppet Vision
Okay.
3D. So it is a bridge. I was correct. Well, tunnel, whatever.
Whatever. Okay.
So, but again, you're right. It bypasses it. You
Right,
don't have any
because.
reason to go down into Muppets.
Right, because here is Star Tours. Here is Grand Ave. Here's Muppet Vision. You have to come down. The side road here says Tatooine Alley.
Right,
But yeah,
but it
you have to come down
goes.
this side road of Grand Avenue that, again, at
Correct.
least with Monsters, Inc., you know they're going to have a weenie. They're going to have what draws you in. It'll be,
Harryhausen's.
well, no, it'll, I mean, Harryhausen's will be right next door to it, but the big one's going to
I
be
know the actual Monsters Inc. Monsters Incorporated, quite literally the building.
Monsters
Yes.
Incorporated. Yeah, thank you. I was like, why is my brain not braining?
Okay. We need to
So.
move on. We need to move on. This is just causing headaches and more irritation. So, what's the other Disney news, Chris?
The Disney Treasure had its christening
Yay.
on November 19th. So they actually took the treasure up to New York City, did a massive drone show. The drone show was absolutely amazing. I mean, Disney is getting better and better with drones every day. It was treasure chest opened, and then you had Aladdin, and you had Coco, and you had Madame Leota. That was impressive. It was. They had a was it Jordan Sparks was singing, and it was a neat experience. I was disappointed in the live stream that Disney did There were no words from Bob. There were no words from Josh. There was no real, I mean, with the wish, like you had this massive celebration. You had the Make-A-Wish kids there, which are the godchildren of the Disney Wish. Josh came out and talked. Even Bob Paycheck, I mean, I was gonna say even Bob Paycheck. I mean, Bob Chapek was there. The whole shebang. Treasure did not get as much in that way, which was kind of disappointing. And it took like another 2 days before YouTube videos started popping up of what the inside of the treasure actually looked like. So yeah.
But they did also save some people, so we didn't
They
talk
did.
about that.
We did not talk about that. And Polly was on that trip.
Who's on that trip? What do you mean?
So Polly flew to Amsterdam, I think, as a member of Disney Cruise Lines, because now he drives for the cruise line.
Right.
He'd actually flown to Amsterdam. They had a bunch of crew members that flew in for the trip from Amsterdam to Port Canaveral. So I was actually watching his Facebook and he's like, "Hey, we're here now. Hey, we're here. Hey, I'm gonna go try the Aqua Mouse for the first time." And then one day he's like, "We're sailing full steam ahead to go save to a distress call that we just got." And
Crazy.
I was like, "Wow, okay." And he's again on the Disney Treasure right now. Like,
That's
I'm
awesome.
very jealous of that man right
Yeah,
now.
we're late on that news. So if you haven't heard, Disney Treasure basically went and responded to an SOS call and saved some people from their, what was it, a Catalina that was
It was a
sinking?
catamaran, a sinking
Catamaran.
catamaran. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty cool stuff. Before its maiden voyage, it, saved some people. It's a
So
true
that's
treasure.
not the first time a Disney ship has pulled people out either. So,
All right. Is that it for Disney news? Are we ready to get to
one
the
last thing. I
episode?
mentioned the
Oh,
wishes
God.
God. Well, no. I mentioned the wishes godparents were Make-A-Wish children. The Disney Treasures godparents are all cast, crew, and employees of the Walt Disney Company.
Yep.
So.
Way to go, Disney.
Does that count as us as X cast?
You know,
I
I
don't
wondered the
know.
same thing.
You know what it is to me, a big eye roll. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. I'm like, oh, thanks. You gave me a godparent of a multi-billion-dollar ship instead of
Yeah,
giving me a 2% raise.
do I get some royalties for that? Thank you.
Right, exactly.
Moving on. Molly has been so patient. She's like, I just want to play my game.
It's game day, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Disney. Whose line is it anyway? The game where everything is made up and the points do not matter. Today, I would like to get a lovely round of applause for our two contestants. First of all, is a monorail ride.
Aloha.
And next
Thank you
up,
for having me.
aloha to you too, my friend. And next up, we have the one, the only River Guide,
The
Chris.
river cried.
River Guide.
You so much for this opportunity. I don't even know what to say.
So, Chris and I are
We're
kind of
happy to have you.
blindsided right now. We don't know exactly what these games are going to entail. It's not quite the who's line that I created the other week. So, I think we're actually coming up with some stuff on the spot, if I'm correct.
Yes, exactly. If you have seen the Whose Line Is It Anyway TV show, I am channeling my inner Drew Carey today, and I have some great improv games for us to play today.
Hey, did you know that Drew Carey went to my college, Kent State?
I know that.
I actually did know that.
He got kicked out twice.
I also know that because my dad went to Kent State at the same time he did, and my dad actually tripped over Drew Carey in a hallway once.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact,
That's
yeah.
awesome. It's so funny how the world just brought us together, Molly, because we are states away, and yet
And yet we know so much.
we know some things. And our dads' middle names and first names are the opposite.
Exactly. I think that's the funniest thing.
I think that is the funniest thing. John Kenneth and Keth
And both guys from Ohio.
Correct. Both in finance.
And both in finance. Jesus Christ. We're the same person, right? I don't know
We
what happened.
are.
Alrighty, on to the game. Well, first off, I've got four fantastic games for us to play together today. First one is I'm going to start us off with something that I think everyone knows when it comes to different Whose Line games. We are going to be playing Scenes from a Hat.
Woo! I love scenes from a
Woo!
hat.
Excellent. I have a list of a handful of different little scenarios, different little things. What I will do for you all is I will pick one at random. I will say it out loud for the squad, jump out with whatever funny sillies you got, and then once the funny sillies stop, we'll move on to the next one. Does that sound great for my two friends here?
Yes, you don't have a buzzer.
Let's do it.
I could probably find a buzzer. Oh, I think I would have to like share a screen and the noise to have a buzzer, right?
That's okay. I can set you up to share.
I have to tell you guys one more thing before we get started while Molly's getting ready.
I got my buzzer.
So I decided to join the D23 fan club, and there are like five different pins that you can choose from, or not choose from. There's like five different pins and five different characters that you can get. It's completely random. I somehow got, you guys know this, but the listeners don't. Somehow got Kuzco's poison for my pin. Amazing. Yuzum was my favorite. And I got Mama Odie for my statue, which, hello, Tiana, my fave. What are the odds? Moving on. Sorry, just had to get that out there.
No, that's very exciting. And yeah, for you especially, it's like, oh, dang. Hey, Molly, remind me I have a joke for you when we finish up.
Okay. I'm ready for your. Wait, hold on. Before you share your joke, I want to make sure that this works. Yes.
Worked.
Excellent.
I was gonna say, I can save my joke till the very end. That's fine.
Or you might use the joke in the game.
I
That's
doubt
also
it, but
very true.
maybe. And you already know the joke, Ryan. So,
Alrighty, well then let's continue on. Let's get
scenes
ready
from
for
a
some
hat.
scenes from a hat.
Woo!
Alrighty, woo! Alrighty, first scenario is Disney sequels you will never see.
Oh God, that's what we're going off of. Sleeping Beauty 2. She's awake. Sleeping Beauty 2, The Awakening.
Snow White 2.
The Awakening.
The Awakening. Actually, I was telling my brother the other day, they're doing the live action remake of Snow White, and I was like, I want Dwayne The Rock Johnson and a bunch of tall dwarves. That's what I want.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hang on. I gotta get on Disney Plus
I
now.
know, like, right?
This is hard.
Oh.
Emperor's New Groove 2.
That's
The
literally
Llama Farmer.
the Llama F the prequel. The Giant Mermaid.
Excellent. Snaps.
Are we done?
Alrighty.
We didn't
We're
do that.
done.
We're
We're
not
done.
very great at this, sorry.
No, we're going to the next one.
Oh wait, I have another one.
Oh, go
Oh
for it.
gosh. Rock and Muppet Vision.
Thank you. Okay, ooh, this is a fun one. Weird things to hear in line for Toy Story Mania.
So I just pull it. Where do I shoot?
I'm gonna throw up after this.
Molly, you're not supposed to play.
I
I'm gonna let Molly play because I've got nothing appropriate for the podcast.
That's go ahead, say what you want to say. It's fine.
No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, boo. Oh, there's Woody. Oh, there's my Woody.
That's a lot bigger than I thought it was gonna be.
Hey, have you seen my Buzz?
I'd like to infinity your beyond.
Oh, okay. I'd
Ayo.
like to beyond your infinity. On the contrary.
Alrighty, next one. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yes. Alrighty. Things you can say about Epcot, but not your partner.
Oh, gosh. How many countries have you been in?
I am terrible at this today. Like, I am not funny ever, but let alone today.
Trust me, it gets more fun when you get to Mexico.
I mean, you could just come up with, a saying for Epcot, but I'm not gonna do that.
Man, that's one big ball.
What? Oh man.
Thought there'd be more to it than this.
I know. This is hard. Things about Epcot. Okay.
We can move on. It's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, this one's kind of fun. At least for me. Hopefully you guys also think this one is fun. Lost and found in the boneyard.
That's not a fossil.
That's where I left that.
Oh, sweet, my car keys.
Things found in the boneyard.
That's where they put Grandma.
Oh no! Hit the buzzer.
Hit the buzz. Along with my dignity.
Oh, this is, I think this one will come really easy to you guys. Things cast members say when visiting the parks off the clock.
I kind of work here. I can tell you the answer to that.
If I had done it that way, I would have gotten written up.
Oh, just let me Disney scoop this real quick.
That was
No.
not a two-finger point.
Safe D begins with me.
Don't worry, I'm also a cast member.
Efficiency is the last key. True story. Had a friend who had a guest say that to her. That was a cast member.
40-minute wait? Yeah, right. More like 30. I work here. I know.
I promise you, it's not as tall as you think.
What do you mean living with the land has a wait time?
Literally. Oh, if you need to get to the Magic Kingdom, there's a couple different ways you can get there. If you're at your resort, you can take a bus or a monorail, depending on which one you're staying at. If.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Oh my gosh.
Fill in all available space. Why are you not filling in all available space?
Alrighty. Ooh, this one's kind of a fun one. What's the next energy source for monsters?
Other than laughs and screams.
Fart power.
Killing all Muppets.
Oh.
Oh,
Muppet screams.
we're gonna move on. That was sad.
Brian broke Molly.
That one made me sad. I like that one. Oh, hey, what Bob Iger is thinking right now?
How much money is this gonna bring me? Is
Money,
there a
money, money,
way
money, money.
to make it legal to pay them less?
Am I gonna piss people off by moving the Muppets to Rock and Roller Coaster? I don't care.
What's the next decision I can make to piss somebody off?
Man, the cast members are gonna love being godparents to the ship.
The buzzer.
If I throw them a bone, maybe they'll stop asking for a raise. We are so never getting hired again.
No, we are not.
Alrighty, my friends, that is the double buzzer, which means we are done with this game and we're moving on to the next one. The next one is, I'm very excited for this one. This next game is called Press Conference, where in this game, Chris and I will be playing reporters at a conference and Ryan will be playing our guest of honor,
Oh
but
no.
he won't know who he is and he'll need to figure it out by answering the questions that Chris and I ask. So,
Love
fun.
this. I love this.
So Ryan, what I need you to do is I need you to somehow make it so you can't hear us. What I'll do
Okay.
is I'll cover my mouth and say what character you are.
Hang on,
Hey,
let me just.
Molly.
Oh wait,
Yeah.
hang on. Let me
You
just mute
can just
you.
chat it to me.
Oh, I could do that.
Or oh yeah, that's probably better.
Okay,
That's probably.
that's
I'm
probably
like, let me
better.
take my headphones off and let me mute my computer.
Okay.
Okay, great. All righty. Ryan, are you ready?
Yes, I am here in front of Cinderella's castle. We are here to christen the no longer Christmas lights here because we got rid of them because we're the worst. How's it going in the studio?
Yes, hello. Sir, it is a pleasure to have you out here today. First and foremost, I would like to have oh my God, I'm having a stroke.
Yes, it is. You are having a stroke, and it is very scary to see that live here on the television. Chris, can you tell me what's going on?
This went from
Are
press
you also
conference to all of a
having
sudden Ryan is part of
a
this?
stroke, Christopher?
Yes, sir. I have one question for you.
Yes.
It I will I it Are you having a doggone good day out
I'm
today?
having a hot dog day, let me tell you. I can see Casey's from the from my peripheral, and I really could use a hot dog right now myself.
Sir, have you tripped over those railroad tracks recently?
I have not, but my friend Goofy has.
Gotcha.
Unless I'm Goofy, and then Max is the one who tripped.
I'm
Garsh.
laughing at Molly.
This is so funny.
I really hope our listeners
Gosh.
think this is as funny as Molly does.
I think the
All right.
listeners just need to know that the entire time, Monorail Rye has a microphone ready to go. And it is just killing me. Continuing on with the press conference. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Speaking of Max, how is he?
As far as I know, he's off in college. He is spending spring break at Lester's Possum Park.
Is he bringing his girlfriend home for Christmas again?
Roxanne, no, they broke up.
How did they break up, sir?
From what I know, Max, he changed his major and Roxanne was not happy about it.
What is Max's major now?
It is restaurant management.
Makes sense.
I'm clearly goofy, okay?
Well, we could have told you that a long time
I
ago.
said that. I said unless I'm goofy, and then it's Max.
No, I just meant you've always been goofy.
Yeah, well, it was
Yup,
goofy.
thanks. Oh, man.
Good game. That was great. That was really funny.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Oh.
You should send Ryan one. Also,
Oh.
seriously, you are constantly reminding me of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Me?
Excellent.
Oh, Molly.
No,
I'm like,
Molly
what
and
are you
her little
talking about?
fingers.
Do we want to play that one again where Chris is
Sure, I'm all for it.
cool.
Let's do it.
Okay, great. Let me Rye will send you
I was
the
gonna say, make
character.
sure to send it to Rye.
Yeah, that'd be really funny if I sent you who you are.
I got one. I'm gonna send it to you.
Oh, okay,
Do you know who that is?
That's really funny. I
Okay,
think you'll get it, but that's
perfect.
really
Why
funny.
do I feel
Okay.
like this is gonna be the most obscure character possible?
It might be. All right, Chris, are you ready?
Are you ready for your press conference, Chris, or soon to be not Chris?
Yes, the reporter in green there.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes. Have you filed your paperwork?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Very good. I am very happy to hear that.
Hey, have
Yes,
you?
ma'am.
Yes. Have you gotten any really funny stories to tell recently?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. Sir, have you used your telepatheticness to know what is going to be happening tomorrow? Have you checked the weather?
ESPN says that it's going to be raining.
Okay. Very good.
Excellent. Hey, real quick, I know that currently you only see two reporters in front of you. Do you see anyone that really stands out in a crowd and also with us fellow reporters?
Mean the big blue guy behind you?
Yes. Sir, do you know how many fingers I am holding up?
12.
Incorrect. And you are also incorrect on who you think you are. You are
I'm
not
glad
Mike
you
or
looked.
you are
Or
not
Mike's
Mike
nephew.
or you can just call it out, Chris, when you think you know. Sir, have you worked with Mac and Jeeves lately? Have you been to the Eiffel Tower with them?
So here's the issue. I can't think of any of the other characters in that show. Unless I'm Salmonella.
No, you're not Salmonella. Who's one who's telepathetic?
You know how long it's been since I've been to the laugh floor?
I guess we gotta keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, this is where
Oh,
we get creative.
sir,
Oh,
have you
sir.
boiled any dinner lately? Some spaghetti. Have you boiled any spaghetti for dinner? It's getting close to dinner time.
I have not started the spaghetti yet.
Okay.
Sir, question for you. Have you seen any good movies where cops are friends?
Now I'm even more confused.
Hey, buddy, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard of the joke about the llama?
Okay, Gronk, Kuzco, Yzma.
Nope.
Why do I feel like I'm that guy?
You're not.
That would have been really funny, though.
Really would have been.
Oh, man. Chris, I gave you Both words in this name.
I know, and I'm not.
Chris, you were Buddy Boyle.
Yep. As soon as I stopped, I was like, oh, yep.
That's really funny.
least I know it was the laugh floor.
Should we do one for Molly too, since we're in it? We should.
We might as well. That'll be fun. You
Okay.
guys can pick one for me, and I'll be ready to answer your silly little questions.
Okay, let's see. I have to think of someone. Or Chris can. Oh, which one do you want to go with?
Oh, I just saw that you said one.
Yours or mine?
I don't know. Do we want to?
Do we want to keep beating the dead horse?
I think we should.
Okay. sir, we see you're holding your press conference at Muppet Courtyard. Is that correct?
Yes, it's true. We are in mourning this morning. Thank you for asking. My feelings are very hurt.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you tell us why?
Why? I don't know if you know this, but this beautiful building behind me, Muppet Vision, is going away forever. And that's a travesty.
Yes. How does your girlfriend feel about it?
My girlfriend, oh, she is, yeah, I mean, you know her. She is absolutely distraught. And inconsolable.
That sounds about accurate. Yes. What about the rest of the Muppets? How are they feeling?
Well, the rest of the Muppets are also feeling quite upset given the whole ordeal. We are moving just a little while down Hollywood Studios here, but I'm quite scared of speed.
Nice job, Kermit.
That
Nice
doesn't sound
job.
like it must not be easy for you.
It's not. I'm totally messing up the voice now. It's not easy being green for me, Kermit the Frog.
That's all right.
I almost threw easy in there earlier, and I was like, I can't do that. That's too soon.
Oh my gosh.
Was so, when you said girlfriend, I'm like, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I tried to
I
make
was
it
like,
pretty quick for you.
I was like, I felt like we needed to throw you a bone after we just said, dead Muppets.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Oh.
Oh, that's great. All righty. We are moving on to our second to the last game here. This one I think is very silly, but also very meta. We're gonna be playing Weird Podcasters.
No. Oh, gosh.
Each of us
Have you met the DCP Anonymous cast?
it's us. It's us. And we are the weird podcasters, but we're just gonna get a little bit weirder. Each of us will be playing a different persona or personality with a, or sorry, each of us will be playing a different persona or personality with a specific goal in mind for the section of our podcast. I will be doing the introduction as tour guide Barbie.
Oh, God.
Chris will be doing Disney news as a father of four trying to get his family up and ready for rope drop. And Ryan will be doing the ad read as Mrs. Potato Head.
Course I will be. Why wouldn't I be? Who else?
No, notice that she did not actually give me somebody I had to voice, because we all know that I'm a terrible voiceover actor.
I
Literally.
wanted to set everyone up for success, and I hope
I
Ryan got
knew
up for some
I was either
recognition.
gonna get Potato Head or Edna Mode. I knew it, so
Exactly. But with that, are you guys ready to start our little game of weird podcasters?
yeah, are we getting
Let's
scripts,
go.
or are we just doing this off the top of our head too?
Doing it off the top of your head. You
Oh
can
God. What am I doing as Mrs. Potato Head? Can you remind me?
you're doing an ad read.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All righty. Hello, everyone. This is tour guide Barbie. Welcome back to the Barbie and Spuds podcast. Today we have a fun-filled podcast today with my friend over here, Chris, and also my other friend, Mrs. Potato Head. We are going to have a spectacular podcast for you. To kick things off, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about Disney news?
Why, yes, I can. Thank you for asking, Tour Guide Barbie. Yes, I know it's 3 a.m. It is time to get up. Let's go. Come on. It is time for rope drop. Let's get going. Sorry about that. Yes, so in Disney news, the wonderful world of Disney returns with Moana on ABC tonight, November 24th. Yes, I know that you don't normally get up at this time, but we are on a clock. You know how much money I spent on this trip? Also in Disney news,
Dad, I want
I told you we will buy you a churro when we get to the parks, but we aren't going to get a churro if we don't get there first. And Disney News.
I want it with taco
Disney
sauce.
In Disney News, the Disney treasure saved four passengers from a sinking catamaran on its way to
What? Who is
Port
Daddy, are
Canaveral,
we gonna sink
Florida.
when we go on the cruise ship?
No, Timmy, we're not going on the cruise ship. We're going on a jungle cruise, but that's
Oh.
different.
Are we gonna see the backside of
CEO
water?
Bob Iger
Where did
has
you put
said
the diaper bag?
CEO Bob Iger has said that the backside of water will no longer be the eighth wonder of the world. Honey, it's in the car. I already put it there. Don't worry. You know, Tour
Son,
Guide Barbie, I feel
I
like we
know you
could.
want me to come to Disneyland to watch the children so you and Martha can go and ride the rides, but I just don't know. I think your father and I are going to want to stay on the veranda at the hotel.
That's fine, Mom. Barbie, I think we could use a ad break real quick.
Alrighty, and up next, bringing us our ad read today is the one and only Mrs. Potato Head. Mrs. Potato Head, what do we have?
We are traveling to Disney's Contemporary Resort. During our travels, please hold the handrails and stand clear of the doors for the comfort of others. No smirking, please. Thank you.
That was an excellent podcast. That was hilarious.
Was fun.
That was so good.
I feel
Alrighty,
like that
my
was
friend.
not my best, Mr. Potato Head. That's really hard to do. Hecking you an extra pair of shoes. To our new passengers, we welcome. It's hard.
Well, and it's funny because you get so used to doing it for like the specific lines that when you try to put it to other words, you're like,
Yeah.
what's the monkey chow for?
Monkey chow? For the monkeys, of course. A highway in the sky, of course. We hope you enjoyed
Alrighty.
the Magic Kingdom, of course.
Of course. Alrighty, my friends, it is time for our grand finale. We will be playing Three-Headed Disney Star.
Lord.
I have some royalty-free music queued up for us here. And what we are going to do is we are going to be singing a song about the Disney College Program. But because we are a three-headed Disney star, we have to sing it one word at a time.
No.
So
Oh, goody.
we'll do this in the order that is on my screen, which is myself, Chris, and then Rye. So
At
I'm
least it's
gonna
not Irish drinking song.
yeah,
Right?
right?
Yeah,
That
idiot.
I was this close to doing it and I was like, we only have three people, it's not gonna work.
Yes.
Alrighty, but let's get some soft music going and then we'll get started.
Okay.
Bye.
Disney
College
Program.
was
the
time
of my
universe
when I
got
my role
and
I saw
the
roll. I
screamed
yippee because
it
made me
sad.
I was
Changed
forever because
the
parts of Disney cast.
soul
The Disney soul? What?
She said cast. I kept saying the castle was stuck in my head. I could not come up with any other words, so I just went.
Wow, that was rough.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Don't
Well,
know what the hell half of us said.
I don't understand why. Like, I felt like I was queuing Molly up pretty well. Molly was queuing you up, Chris, and then you just started like going AWOL.
I had to throw one or two in there that threw it off.
Oh,
I
Lord.
was like, man, what role is this? That was so
Made
terrible.
me sad.
Alrighty, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of today's game of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Let me tally up the points here, and here we can see the winner is me. I won.
I was hoping it'd be our listeners, but they
Oh.
probably got even less points than us. Let's
No,
be real.
I think our listeners lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry
I
guys.
apologize. We
I
do
well
apologize.
I ran the numbers again, and the winner is actually
Me, I can
it's
promise you
actually Bob
that.
Iger.
Oh my God. It was actually the it wasn't the Muppets either.
Was not the Muppets. The Muppets are today's losers.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, thanks for putting that together, Molly. That
That was
seemed
fun,
like that was a
Molly.
lot of work. So,
Yay. Well, I'm glad you guys had fun. I hope our listeners enjoyed listening to our silly little game day here.
yes.
Hopefully.
As always, follow us on socials. I don't know why you would want to at this point, but just do it. DCP on the
Please throw us a bone.
DCP Anonymous at gmail.com if you're trying to email us. And DCP Anonymous Pod on Instagram. That's anonymous with an E. If you don't understand how to spell it, you can just look at your phone because you're listening to the podcast. It's spelled the exact same way. I'm so destroyed right now.
So, Ryan, speaking of Anonymous, I sent it to Molly already, but you can't leave the listeners hanging here.
Hey, can you change the animal to a mouse?
We should.
Yeah, I
What do
don't
you
know why
what
you didn't just change it to a mouse in the first place.
I because it wasn't my I just took the screenshot.
Okay, well, just change it
Anyways,
to a mouse for the joke and the sake of the pod.
well, I'm trying. Okay. Hey, what do you call a mouse with no name?
I don't know what.
Anonymous.
Badum-tsh. No,
Alrighty.
seriously. We understand if you don't follow us on Instagram. No.
I think we have to get the retirement home here to bed.
Guys, it's only 5:30.
I'm pretty sure I just checked our Instagram and we just lost followers.
Oh my
The
God.
episode hasn't even come out yet, but they're like, something changed.
All the Muppets unfollowed us.
Not Kermit.
No, not Kermit.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's close it
Let's get out
out.
of here.
Let's get out of here. Until next time, if there is a next time,
Oh, there will be.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Thanks for
Bam,
listening.
bam, bam, bam out.
Bye.
See y'all real soon. We hope.
Hopefully.
How do I stop recording?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Where'd the button go?
Get me off of this crazy thing.
Where did the button really go? Oh, there it is.